Breast Cancer Research Centre WA. We know how amazing our health services are. We also know that they all need support to do the amazing work that they do. The BCRCWA, Breast Cancer Research Centre WA, is located in Hollywood Private Hospital. Yep. The service they provide is incredible. We could tell you all about it, but the best thing to do is to hear from somebody who has experienced firsthand and actually is still experiencing firsthand how valuable what they do is. And Karen is on the line. Karen, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're well, thank you. But most importantly, how are you? And tell us where where you're at on your journey at the moment.
Right. I'm actually just at the end of my journey. I got diagnosed in February with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And at the time, my GP, who had informed me of the fact that, yes, you know, it was breast cancer, had me on a journey which was going to take me down a different path. But fortunately for me, I had friends who had been through breast cancer and they'd been under the guidance of both Dr. Peter Wilshire and Professor Arlene Chan through Breast Cancer Research Centre WA. Uh-huh. So at the time, I'd sort of said to him, look, if I'm going to take this journey, I only want to do it through these professionals. So I was able to make that change pretty early on and got in through Breast Cancer Research Centre and have been incredibly fortunate to be under the guidance of these guys. It's been amazing.
That's great, Karen. You sound like obviously going through chemo is tough for everyone, specifically your family. What are some of the services that the BCRC provide you and also the people around you?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, with Professor Arlene Chan, you just need to Google her and she's world-class in oncology. And, you know, when you meet her, she's like, here's my mobile number. So at any point through your journey, if you need anything, you call me. So you've got her on call 24/7. But more importantly, you've got the benefits of, you know, their amazing breast nurses who are incredible. They're there for you 24/7 also. You know, they're there at any time that you've got questions. They visit you whilst you're in chemo. They check in on you after chemo, after your surgery. So you're not alone in that journey. They've got their clinical psychologists for both yourself, but also more importantly, I've got a 10-year-old daughter and they've got clinical psychologists that, you know, help you to articulate and talk to your kids and let them know that, you know, mum's not going to die. This is a journey I'm on. So they've got the most amazing services to help you through every part of the process.
Mate, it sounds like that could be an expensive experience with all the services. How costly is it for you and the family?
Well, most of it is covered. You know, all the donations go directly to support their services, you know, like the breast nurses, the clinical psychology services, the breast clinics. All the donations that, you know, everyone provide is there for all those services. So, you know, it's one of those things you think at the time, oh my gosh, how's this going to affect me financially, emotionally? But honestly, the services they've got are just amazing.
Which is terrific to hear. BCRC-WA.com.au. Karen, some people will recognise your voice listening to us this morning. Many of the people involved in our industry, in the media industry, we'll know you. We won't give too much of the game away, but you've been a very active member of this industry. How much of a surprise was your diagnosis in February?
A huge surprise. You know, you always think it's going to happen to someone else. You think it's going to happen to someone later in their life. But, you know, Baz, the thing that threw me was being involved and being, you know, having breast cancer. I was surprised at how many young girls were in the waiting room, you know, younger than me and in chemo, the girls sitting next to me. You know, there were so many girls in their 30s and 40s and you just don't think that it's going to happen at that point of your life. But, you know, it doesn't discriminate and, you're sort of thrown into it and you just look around and go, wow, you know, there's a lot of people here that you're not expecting to see on this journey so early in their lives.
Karen, I just did a quick Google, which obviously isn't the best way to resource a lot of the time, but I just found that one in 720 men also get breast cancer. One in 720, it's a high number, and you say it doesn't discriminate. Obviously, a lot of women face it more than men, but men also do as well.
Absolutely. Mm. And that's the other thing. You know, you are shocked to see a man sitting in the surgery waiting as well, because you just think breast cancer, you know, is a female disease, but it's absolutely not.
I think, Karen, I think what we can take out of your journey and what you see probably with the patient sitting with you at the BCRC is that just anyone, male or female, listen to your body because you know what's best and then seek the appropriate treatment.
Well, I think that's the interesting thing is because I actually found the lump at the time. So, you know, I felt it and I acted on it then and there. And for me doing so early in the piece meant that, you know, we got it. It was early stages for me, which I was very fortunate about. But, you know, just act on your body and know your body. And that's absolutely complete, because that was one thing that one of the, you know, one of the nurses had said to me, you know your body better than anyone. So if something doesn't feel right, act then and there.
Yep.
Karen, it's an important message this morning. We appreciate you taking some of your time to help spread that message. And we wish you all the very best with your ongoing treatment and recovery. Glad to hear things are going well, and fingers crossed for you.
Oh, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. And, yeah, I feel very lucky and very fortunate. So thanks a lot.
You're most welcome. BCRC-WA, remember the dash, or just Google Breast Cancer Research Centre WA.